President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are neck and neck in Wisconsin, according to new state polling. It's Thursday, February 8th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Mallory Chang, filling in for Alex Crow. Coming up, Corrine Hess will have the latest on a proposed bill that would prohibit firearms on Wisconsin university campuses. And the future of an oil and gas pipeline running across northern Wisconsin will be decided today. Danielle Kading will have more on the backstory of the fight between a Canadian energy firm and a Lake Superior tribe. Stay with us.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A new Marquette University Law School poll shows President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are tied among registered voters in Wisconsin. The survey of more than 900 voters shows an even split, with each candidate getting 49%. At the same time, support for third-party presidential candidates is surprisingly high compared to polling during the 2020 election. In a theoretical five-way ballot, 16% of voters said they would pick independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over either Trump or Biden. 4% of respondents said they'd pick Green Party candidate Jill Stein over the others. Pollster Charles Franklin says both are pulling votes from the major parties.
Kennedy's hurting, relatively speaking, Republicans a little bit more than he is Democrats. But on the progressive side of the ledger, it's Stein that's taking away a pretty sizable chunk from Democrats.
In most presidential elections, Franklin said it's normal to see third-party candidates get less than 3% of the vote. A proposed Democratic bill would prohibit firearms on university campuses across the state. Corrine Hess reports Wisconsin is one of 12 states that allows guns on college campuses.
Current law allows colleges to post signs to prevent guns from being brought into buildings. But it does not allow guns to be banned from campus grounds. John O'Meara represents a group of UW-Madison College professors. He says they asked lawmakers to strengthen campus gun laws following school shootings.
University campuses can be high emotion, high stress environments. The faculty are concerned about that.
A 2017 Wisconsin Professional Police Association survey found 71% of respondents opposed allowing concealed weapons on university campuses. But the bill is unlikely to pass. Republican measures in recent legislative sessions have strengthened gun rights, not weakened them. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The universities of Wisconsin want to make it easier for students seeking online degree programs. They also want to market their programs to prospective students across the country. For years, the online-only University of Phoenix has advertised its degree programs across Wisconsin. UW President Jay Rothman says it's time to let the state know about the more than 200 fully online degree programs offered by the universities of Wisconsin.
We have taken a more deliberate approach to this. Our goal is to use the trusted brand of the Universities of Wisconsin to offer a world-class online educational program.
The website online.wisconsin.edu provides access and information about the UW's 10 associate, 99 bachelor's, and 95 master's degree programs. A Canadian energy firm and Lake Superior tribe are fighting over the fate of an oil and gas pipeline running across northern Wisconsin. As Danielle Kading reports, a federal court will hear arguments today as they appeal an order to shut down Enbridge's Line 5.
Last year, a federal judge ordered Enbridge to shut down Line 5 within 3 years on lands owned by the Bad River Tribe. The judge also ordered the company to pay $5.1 million for trespassing on a dozen parcels where its pipeline easements expired. The decision came nearly 4 years after the tribe sued Enbridge amid fears that riverbank erosion threatens the pipeline. The Bad River is now 11 feet from Line 5 at its closest spot. The tribe is seeking an immediate shutdown. It also wants the company to pay more than $1 billion for trespassing. Enbridge argues it has a legal right to operate Line 5 across the reservation under a 1992 agreement with Bad River. The company says that allows it to run on tribal lands through 2043. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee County is moving forward with an outside audit of conditions at the county jail. It comes after six people housed at the facility died of suicide or natural causes in the span of 14 months. The audit will investigate the operations, policies, and procedures at the jail. Milwaukee County Supervisor Kathleen Vincent wants to expand mental health resources for inmates.
We just have to strive for better and make sure that when a situation, if a situation occurs, that we address it and hope that, you know, we can make it so that it never happens.
The jail currently houses around 900 people, many of whom were just arrested or are awaiting trial. The county will hire an auditor soon. It's unclear how long that could take, but the review could take several months. Programs serving child victims of abuse and neglect say they need more support from the state to make up for an upcoming decline in federal funding. Hope Kerwin has more on state legislation that would increase available grants.
Child advocacy centers provide forensic interviews and medical care for children who are abused or neglected. Like other services for abuse survivors, these centers rely on federal grant funding through the Victims of Crime Act. But this funding is facing a dramatic cut this year of almost 70% in Wisconsin. Dr. Kristen Iniguez heads Marshfield Child Advocacy Center, which serves about 300 children each year. She says her program will be devastated if they don't see new funding from the state.
I wouldn't have staff to support me, and I wouldn't be able to do my job either. So it would be a significant decrease in capacity.
Iniguez and other providers hope a bill in the state legislature will help make up for the coming decline. The legislation would increase existing state grants for child advocacy centers by more than $130,000 annually. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that will do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Alex will be back tomorrow. Our producers were myself and John Davis. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.